We're talking about how cool my social security number is.
Oh.
3726-5851.
What happened? Oh.
He got his ass tuned up.
What?
What happened to your eye?
Nothing.
Ouch.
I tattooed it red.
Oh, man.
I got a red eye tattoo because I wanted to be a little bit more goth.
Gambit?
Yeah, I wanted to be Gambit.
Hey, yo, Skeletor.
Moshe.
He's from the bayou.
Yo, Skeletor.
Hello, Moshe.
Ah, you got the queen of space there. Come on down. We'll get the Creole gumbo there.
I like that swamp they had going. Was it Belladonna, one of his exes or something, was fighting Rogue and all that back in the day? Those were the good days. He was getting laid all the time. He was screaming in the middle of the night. Must have been so good.
Belladonna was the name of the...
I remember that was one of the ladies from the bayou.
She was played by the lady in from Fight Club.
The whore girl, the stinky whore lady.
Mm-hmm. Is that Miss Carter? Whatever, Bonham? Yeah,
Helena Bonham Carter.
Isn't she the best?
Oh, yeah.
She's been around for 40 years. She's been in your face forever.
Yeah.
I remember that Fight Club
probably
days.
Hot still.
Yeah, she probably... I was disappointed the sex was all CGI at some point, yeah. You know? Fincher was kind of doing that Seven thing, but she should have done it non-simulated.
Well, he had a phobia of the real thing. He couldn't be on set when they were doing it for real.
Because
they would be doing it when the cameras were off, and Fincher would, he had PTSD, he'd be himself.
Unbelievable.
The bedwetter.
He hates sex that much?
Yeah, he hates the female vagina, actually, is what David Fincher hates.
He thinks it has teeth.
Yeah.
I hate the hatred of that.
Yeah. Well.
Give him one of these in his face. Oops, sorry.
Was he a phobia?
Hey, you know who's hot is Parker Posey.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Who the? Shit, what's that?
Oh,
who's that?
Shit, fuck.
Is that like Peter Parker?
Yeah, it's like Peter Parker.
My eyesight's failing.
Did you watch her in White Lotus?
No, I didn't watch that, but.
Oh, White Lotus is.
My eyesight's done.
It's getting. I like the show. I think they do a good job with it.
Yeah.
Is it about like sex?
It's really sex.
Interesting.
There's a lot of sex in
it. It's kind of shocking that it'd be about sex.
Yeah, season one is so much sex, you die.
How much sex can you have before you're like this? You're a pig. You're an animal.
Not enough. Yeah, she's a... Who's
so she's
her?
A good one? She's an up-and-coming one?
She's up and coming, yeah.
Okay.
She's a young starlet. Yeah. She's on her way up right now.
It's her and Olivia Rodrigo going for the same thing.
Big time. Now, Sweet Chris,
singer?
Will you check the aperture of the Schlenz? See what it says?
The iris?
The aperture
the iris.
On the body of the lens itself or on this camera.
I've got an
it'll say
detail.
F8 or F5.6 or
F11.
F-E-1.8. Say it again?
F-E-1.8.
No. It's on a ring, and the numbers on the ring will be like 5.6, 8, 11.
Oh, 8.
It's at 8?
Yes.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Is it on autofocus? Okay.
8's good.
Well, the distance between Chuck's head and your head is a far distance, so if the aperture were open, it would only capture one of you guys. Open meaning a lower number, like 2.4, something like that. But 8 is a pretty closed down iris. It's like squinting. When you squint, you get more
information.
No, just stuff is in focus more. The camera iris functions kind of the same way. So a more closed down iris means that there's less depth of field or more in focus depth of field, less out of focus stuff.
So Mongolians can see really
Mongolian
good.
Mongolian people can see real good.
Mongolian beef, is that why? Or is it because of their eyes?
I see the beef.
It's probably why they're good archers, actually. It might have something to do with it.
Well, are they good archers?
I think they're I think they're a legendary...
No, they shoot aspirins off the top of a bookcase from 50 yards or 5,000 yards away or something. Yeah.
Really?
Silly stuff that they can do.
Yeah, that's cool. With a horsey?
That must be nice. They must be able to be like the GoldenEye villain. Remember, she was crushing guys with her.
Oh yeah,
her pussy?
Famke Janssen.
Yeah, from Star Trek.
She's another stud.
Yeah, she was definitely a stud in TNG. When her very existence was built for the pleasure of the man that she first laid eye on, it happened to be Jean Luc.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the horsey's telling him where to shoot. A retard.
It's like biting up on you when your back's turned.
Chuck, would you scoot forward a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Just because your chair is contacting the wall and making noise. That's fine.
Oh, fuck.
It was just making a noise there. I don't know if it's getting picked up on the mic or not.
Oh, there we go. I didn't.
That's
really
a cute horsey. Look at that.
Looks like a donkey almost.
Jawalski's horse. Jawalski's horse.
It's a Polish horse.
It's a retarded Polish horse.
It's raking leaves in the tree.
That thing's fucking retarded.
Wow. You need to go now to the drink beers. Let's drink beer. We can have you know. That's they all say that. My uncle was dating a Polish woman, and she goes, "You like this, you know?" And I was like, "Ooh!" I mean, Polish girls are hot. They're until they start talking, and the talking is so ridiculous. It's like if a pretty, like a Floridian prom queen looking chick opened her mouth and it was just Dave Portnoy's voice.
Oh, that wouldn't be very nice.
It goes from like, wow, she's sexy to zero.
You know.
You know? Sam, you want to touch, I like when my tits suck on my tits, you know?
Oh, like, shit.
Sounds Portuguese.
Oh, man. Shit.
It sounds like I have like palate expanders in their mouth.
Well, any actors talk like that? Or is it just real people?
I think they kept them away from the camera, right? They want to sell movies.
Silly question.
Wisely so.
Yeah, they tried it. They're like, wow, these Polish girls are pretty, but yeah, well, let's hear her talk. And they're like, never mind, get her off.
Can we see, can you go to YouTube and type in Polish accent in English? Or speaking English with Polish accent?
Should we do a girl?
Yeah.
What's this chick?
I would like to talk to you about the Polish accent, meaning how can you recognize that the person you are talking to, let's say in English, actually is a Polish native speaker? What kind of characteristics do they bring to other languages
like
from the Polish language? And please note that this doesn't mean that every person who comes from Poland speaks with this accent.
What?
It just might mean that you might hear some signals that
Chris,
can
try the
suggest.
Upper right corner. The guy that's
this guy.
That guy. Yeah.
Oof, he's shaving.
Oh, girl.
Hello, this is Darek, and today's video will be probably the most useless video on my channel. Unless you want to learn how to imitate the Polish accent.
This has an ancient tone to it.
I don't know, maybe you're the kind of person which is a bit... So I was thinking about that video before,
all right.
But I found that...
It's hardly worth it.
If you go back to, there was one of that one right there, that girl with the real Polak face right
this?
There. Yeah. Stewed tomatoes girl.
I didn't even click on
click that.
I know, right? Yeah, no, I agree.
I was meaning to ask you, did you finish the book?
Yes, actually. So I finished reading it
gosh.
On the way home from work.
Work, going to work, kurwa.
Ja to natomiast wolę pierogi.
What the?
Yeah.
Scroll down. What else they got? Is there anything else
to say to that?
You want to go sexy mode?
Scroll
yeah,
down.
Sexy girl.
She got out of the shower.
I mean,
speaking
what's going
Polish?
On here?
This lots is... of people say that people in Poland speak bad English. Really? How about you? Can you speak Polish? Can you pronounce Konstantin Napolitanczyk Kówna? How about...
Konstantin Napolitanczyk Kówna.
It's
easy.
Lots of people say that...
Her face is very odd for a person trying to act alive.
Or sexy.
Chris is planning it out.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, we just saw you.
Hey, what's up? You see her in the background of that video?
We just saw you.
Hey, just saw you on the line. Where are you from?
Poland.
So you speak Polish?
Yeah.
How about this? Say something to me in Polish, and whoever can guess what you're saying first in the comments gets all this money.
Wow, that pays for my entire house.
Look at his body.
Mamy prawdę kobieta I nie mężczyzna. Co on myśli, on jest kobieta, ale nie jest.
What?
I cannot believe that.
Shut up, Poland.
Each Polski.
Bro. Bro.
Man, people are so interesting.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
So many different kinds of people out there.
What? Mm-hmm. The new generations are very insane.
Mm. They got some new type people out there that just blow your mind.
Finally.
I've been listening to Unsolved Mysteries, but I'll click over and like look at it every once in a while. But there's some, I mean... People now are crazy, but they had some crazy looking people back then too.
The 80s,
like the 80s, the people that are like the It'll be like, no one knows what happened to Jessica Smith.
Rabbit.
But it was assumed that there, at the time of her disappearance, there was a hiker who was seen in the area. And then it'll show the hiker, and it's like fucking the
Isn't that the dude that you sent me?
Yeah, the ugliest, like, fetal alcohol syndrome. And it's all drinking, too. Like, all these crimes... These crimes where it's like the guy abducted and 10 different children.
Just because he had a few too many?
You go to his Wikipedia and it's like from the jump, his there, right there.
Oh wow.
Yo. Yo.
Look at that mustache.
Why did he even have to live?
This one guy whose parents were alcoholics and The mother was giving birth before the doctor got in the room, so the nurse pushed the baby's head back into the body. Like, she was giving birth, the nurse pushed because the doctor wasn't there. The doctor was, like, running late or something. So The nurse thought, I'll push the head back in, which gave this guy brain damage and headaches and made him all fucked up and is one of the contributing factors why he became a super... The kidnapper guy. But it's all alcoholism, too. Like, back in the day, I think... Oh, man, alcohol is just... It's straight evil, really. But back in the day, they were so stupid. They were just, like the drunk... Like, the casual, like, attitude about drunk driving. You've seen that video where it's, like, they're... The one where
open cans on the broad daylight.
Yeah, the drunk driving's a new law. And so they went around interviewing people, and there's a guy that's like, it ain't right. I like to get... And he's drinking in the car. And there's and then there's like a woman who's like
it ain't right.
Who's like, I don't think it's a good idea because we like to get
any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
If you
want to
talk real about it, then
getting common is when a fella
can you have a civilization or a society if alcohol is still legal? Is it even possible?
I dude, it's so
unchecked. 70s, 80s, without even a thought of being like, hey, did you see yourself last night? Like, that wasn't even a thought. Yeah. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you were fucking, you were lit up last night. You were saying some crazy shit. That wasn't even a conversation until, 15 years ago.
Yeah. They're driving these cars that are like death traps.
Yeah, steel.
And they're just like, if you ever talk to, like, I'm sure like Rocky will tell you this. Like, back in the day, just like everybody driving is drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
it's scary.
There's hardly a sober person on the road.
Like, this is too many. What do you want to pull over? What do you pull them all over? Yeah. Everybody pull over at 11 o'clock. Like, but you think about just like the culture of drinking. Like, there was no information of people like, hey, man, you should slow down on the drinking. That wasn't even a thing. They'd be like, shut the fuck up, you.
Drinking's as easy as breathing back then. That's why.
Yeah.
Did the deaths on the road go down after the drinking laws? I'm curious.
I have no idea.
There's no way to guess. It's a roll of dice.
Yeah.
Oh, it went up 25,000%.
But bars were also busy during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have dudes like cut out of work and be like, well, bar time.
Yeah.
You know, like you'd go to a bar and it was like hopping. My dad said that. He's like, you go to a bar at like 2, 3. You know, like guys that work second shift or something like that. Also, shift workers, that's not I feel like we used to, warehouses are shift because of insurance. I'm sure people, injuries go up at night because of fatigue or whatever. But like you'd go to a guy that worked from like whatever, 2 a.m. to 7 or whatever, you'd get his nap, but he'd hit the bar at like, I'm good. I go to work at 4, I get loaded till blah, blah, blah. Like that's, is society worse? I don't know.
I think the toxins and stuff was a lot less, and even the quality of the food was maybe perhaps better, and even the alcohol was better. It's probably cut with a lot more things that give you worse hangovers and this and that. It could be just paranoia or age, but I would expect things were better back then. Quality of life, generally speaking, was an order of magnitude better than these days, I guess, like with inflation and all this shit, the Indians and all. Like, it was different back then.
Yeah, the only thing I know for sure is that society, it was better in the 90s. I think it's hard. It's so hard to get a beat on anything because the movies, the TV, everything is so like highly propagandized.
It redefines it. Mm. Yeah.
But the one thing I have heard is that in the 80s, everybody had money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was not rich, but like, dude, back then, everybody had money.
So the cost of everything was down and the dollar was up.
I just feel like it was more manageable.
Yeah.
Like there weren't people operating with 1 month's rent or less.
Yeah.
Everybody, nobody. I think the last time I polled anybody was at a stand-up show, and I said raise your hand if you have more than $1,000 in your bank account.
Yeah.
And it was one?
Not a lot of people raising their hand. Really? Yeah.
I've heard stuff like that. I mean,
bastards.
I think even people with jobs and shit have less than a month's rent sometimes in their account.
Living check to check.
Yeah. Sad.
I mean, it is just genuinely expensive.
You could just say it's stupidity, but
no, I don't. I'm not saying that to denigrate them or say it's their fault. I'm just saying it's like a. It's like a fucking multifaceted problem that you could spend hours picking apart, but it's just the time that we live in is like it's really crunch time.
And you can buy quick.
You can what?
You can buy quick. Like you're.
You can get finance for stuff.
You want Amazon bang, like, you know, you want this bang, convenience stores bang, like the speed of transactions.
The speed of everything, the speed of transactions. Yeah, it's like ADHD. What are you seeing there?
So much magnesium,
calcium. Oh, you getting charged up?
This is the best one, one of the best ones you can get.
I do love that.
Good.
Yeah.
No, sorry, dude.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you. Yeah, no, the magnesium that you need. Oh, God.
I'll be drinking
if you have an extra, I'll buy one from you.
It's just the cultural spending, just the way we do it, just the way your average person does it. And then the pirating of like you go to a ball game or you do X, Y, or Z, and it was just such less of a toll money wise. Like,
is it? A $700 night if you go now? Whatever it is. What was it then? What was it then?
Yeah.
$60?
$100. And it was like you're at a Patriots game living. You know, you go to a Patriots game now, tickets are a fucking $150, $200.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Bring your own beer, pretty much live like a. And like, you know, it's just, I don't know, just dangerous. You drink.
Quality of life is going fucking down.
Yeah. I guess, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be like a, I don't know if you guys remember this, like when things went like, fuck it, it's going down anyway. Time to drink a lot. In like 08, 7-8, I remember this kind of.
When the Bernanke crew hit.
Yeah. Oh. People were just like, nah, I'm not going to do the house thing or all that bullshit.
I'm walking away.
I'm going to do drink. Fuck you. I do want a street bike. Yeah, I do.
Real turf to realitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're just like people just, I think they just culturally, they revert, they go back and forth and you can kind of pick yourself up in like a 10-year period, but you're going to get people that are just like, people will give up on the practical. I don't know. The younger kids is going to be a handful and that go.
They say they're not drinking.
What?
I don't know if it's propaganda, but they say that the new generation, whatever the Zimmers or Rimmers, whatever they're called, they're not drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Is it fake? Is it to coerce people to do drugs instead? Or is it truth? What does it even matter?
I think they're not drinking.
They're not drinking.
They're totally different. reject their. Who are the Zoomers? Who are their parents? Are their parents Gen Xers?
They're me.
Millennials?
It could be like late millennials. Yeah.
What generation are the parents of Zoomers? Is it early millennials?
Primarily Gen X.
Gen X, yeah.
Probably the older millennial.
And Gen X were what, like savvy coffee shop hippies? What's the Gen X?
65 to 80.
Type in what are the characteristics of the Gen X cohort?
It's going to be like
independent, resourceful, adaptable, and pragmatic. Fucking
wow! Solid.
Yeah,
it's a nice litany.
Right?
That sounds like a real thing.
People who dropped out of high school the most.
Work life balance.
True, dumbest, worst.
Valuing personal freedom.
I think they're the dumbest generation.
Personal computing.
What they say is the greatest generation was the worst generation.
Tech savvy, we're entrepreneurial spirit, direct and collaborative.
Tech savvy, my ass.
This all sounds like slop.
Most people gave up on computers in like 1999.
Sad.
I think they know.
But the question would be, what are the characteristics of Gen X parents that millennials would be like reversing? Like they would be doing the opposite of their parents, I guess.
Maybe it's drinking. Yeah.
Probably drinking. Yep. Yeah.
I think that's the drunkiest generation.
You think so?
The 54-year-old man is like the stubborn. Drop out of high school, made it anyway, really good access to upward growth, like bought any house that made money.
Mm-hmm.
Like born in like 75 is your average, 74. Mm-hmm. That'd put you at like 30 would be 2000. I mean, coming into it, a lot of people who bought houses in 08, like, look at me now. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I sold a lot of cars to people. And they're really not. The best ones are the older ones, the ones that are a little older than that, like the 55 plus mm-hmm. and the 40 and down. Mm. But like that, those, I really have a fucking general problem with the 44 to 54 year old guy.
Yeah.
Like a Pantera guy.
It's hard to think of a cool one.
Like, yeah. Like, it's like the David Cross type of guys.
Yeah.
Like the know-it-all. Like, you don't get it.
Know-it-all. That rings true as a Gen X thing. Know-it-all.
Know-it-all.
Like 90s, Kurt Loder.
Yes.
I know how Iraq works. That's what a Gen Xer is.
Like a bouncer of a club that knew Tool early on. He's like, nah, you don't get it. And he's like a fat guy with a Fu Manchu beard on.
Gen Xers are in the know.
Oh,
that's what they are.
There's Maynard.
Yeah.
There's both of the biggest know-it-alls guys in history.
Highest growth of atheism.
Those are the two right there.
The David Cross meme is so funny.
Have you seen it?
That thing's going to be going for the next 1,000 years.
Hell,
the first one I saw is, the face your history teacher looks when you interrupt him flirting with girls in class.
click images, Chris. I want to see all
where is it? Where is its origin?
It's just someone took that picture of him. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
The look white people give you when you doubt Ralph is the goat. Come on, we need more. I need more of these. I need to see more of the David Cross meme. It's satisfying and funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lot of post office ones.
It's like male Janine Garofalo, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay, Daria.
Yeah,
a bunch of Darius.
Yeah. Sardonic, cool, too cool to be happy.
Atheism, you know, Rage Against the Machine, know-it-all types.
Ricky, they got hit hard with like Ricky Gervais type shit.
Yeah, and he was you'd be lucky to call you Ricky Gervais type.
You're better off getting hit hard by Ricky O. That's the best you can get, man.
Oh man, David Cross is so funny.
He's like the David Cross show is the best. Wasn't it really good? I avoided it because it was too good.
The show was good, and his shit is so funny because he's such a transparently hateful little
okay.
That it's actually mad funny.
Yeah, it's good as
like
hell.
He'll be talking about like just something so sociopathic and fucked up and neurotic, like hating a child for having ice cream or something. Yeah. And you'll just be watching like, you fucking kike, man. Yo. he's really funny. Yeah,
yeah, it's the unfortunate reality is he does like, I think he gets it a lot.
Yeah.
But and like he is funnier than his cohorts,
for sure,
really bitter. He doesn't have a big fucking house, you know,
yeah.
And he doesn't have a nice car. Like you can say you don't give a fuck about it, but trust me, when you watch like Tim Dillon drive by you in a fucking Rolls Royce, you're like, fuck that guy, you know, like you know he's saying,
yeah,
you know, it's like, why did I stay in Fred Armisen's lane and listen to like,
is that what you know?
I listen to the Toadies too much, or I was hanging out with.
Do you wanna die?
I was listening to Frank. I was hanging out with Frank Black.
Yeah, well, wow, he was around for the entire.
Yeah,
the entire thing, like all of comedy that we know.
Yeah,
the whole like
he presided over it
90s, 2000s.
Yeah,
and he doesn't have $100 million.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a crazy thing to say, to diss somebody for, but like, if you're at the top of an industry for a decade or two decades.
Yeah, you weren't able to extract.
You should have done something other than like, you know, hang out with Jane's Addiction or whatever the fuck.
Oh! Did he do stupid shit like that?
I think he was cool.
What
his
do I know?
Stand-up special though, or he did something in a stand-up special. I can't remember what it was. I remember him going, fuck, that's a really good idea.
It's really fun. Was it when he brought people on stage to do a script?
Yeah, probably. Or it was him talking to someone in the audience, or he had someone interrupt him or something.
His special's funny. His shit is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the show that he did first was, he did it with Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
It was my memory.
Was that Mr. Show?
Mr. Show.
That's what it is. Not David Cross Show. That's Mr. Show. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know it's so good. I just know it. But I'll just have to say, just because of Maynard, Keenan was on there, there came a point in my life where I swore, and even to this day, I never have. I was like, I'll never watch an interview with him until the day I fucking die. Not a fucking, you'd have to have a fucking gun up my asshole for me to even listen to the fucking guy's voice. I'm serious.
I don't think you're wrong. Because it'll ruin everything.
Because I love Tool my whole life. It's one of those things. But I have a healthy hatred for Tool because it's just songs about being fucking asshole and shit like that. So I'm like, I know it's unclean music. But I still, you know, I'm an unclean man. I never pretended to be otherwise. But just considering how, well, I don't know the word for it. Maynard is. I just can't tolerate him, not even for a half a second.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
I'm their biggest fan.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. I totally get what you're saying. Like Maynard.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Fuck.
It's true. And I like it when it goes the other way, when you're like, oh no, he's kind of a good guy. Like you see like Chino Moreno.
Oh like, yeah, people love him.
Yeah, he's like interesting.
Yeah.
And then you see like Maynard and you're like, oh.
You're puking in the bathroom, brushing your teeth.
He's hanging out with Eric Wareheim and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he's a comedian. He's like, bro, he's got the hat on. He's got a vineyard. Like, bro, this was his life. I write songs about getting ass when you were a kid. Like whatever he would sound like. That's just what I would guess.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, anyway, they can write whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You just got to say it.
I just got to say, I'm a big Tool fan. Someone's got to fucking say it. Keep that guy away from me.
Caduceus? What does that fucking name mean?
You know.
Is that the double serpent rod or is it the single serpent? One is like sort of pharmacology. The other one is perhaps Asclepios or Moses and Aaron.
God. Stuff is just asinine.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is the point? You gotta devote your fucking life to even know one single thing about. So I'm like this. Someone asked me about something like this. Ah, fuck you.
Oof.
You could just make it up and you'd be close to it. So just make it up.
Yeah, it's...
You know, it's like the dollar sign, the S and the two bars through it. That's a dollar sign right there. So it's very woven into our little system here, but who gives a fuck?
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, it's ass is what it is.
It's like X-Files. It might as well be X-Files. Yep. And I was watching... We'll get to that. But can you type in how to pronounce Caduceus?
Caduceus?
Chaos.
Caduceus.
It's Greek. Caduceus. Caduceus.
There's a mouth too.
How do you pronounce it? Does the mouth move? Does it move again?
Caduceus. That's awesome.
In case you're deaf.
That's a stupid drawing.
That's
too.
Unbelievable.
That's like remarkably stupid.
It's a fucking cadaver in an ice box.
Wow. Caduceus.
Yeah, I don't know what it refers to. It goes back.
Caduceus.
Have you watched X-Files?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And Lone Gunman too.
Do you remember the episode that deals with the history of the smoking man?
Yeah.
Do you remember how he's writing fiction under a pen name and getting excited like a little boy?
Yes.
When he gets the reply from the editor?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is that who's the smoking man? Chris Carter? Is that what that means?
Oh, you mean it's like a write-in?
Yeah.
It has to be Chris Carter.
Because in order to write that stuff in at that time, you have to be working in the military even to get that stuff or to make it, to disclose it. You have to be like, you know, have your clearance and shit. Mm. But anyway, the smoking man is one of the greatest characters, the actor from Hellraiser 2. He's one of the greatest. He's just wonderful. I don't know, and I don't say that about many actors.
It's a crazy character.
He's so good.
Carl Bush.
He gets a lot of Bush.
William B. Davis is the name of the actor. Carl Gerard Bush.
He's incredible. And wasn't his son the Spender? Isn't Spender? Oh, I don't want to, never mind. It's dark stuff.
Alias CGB Spender. His son, Mulder is his son.
There it is.
Oh my God.
Mulder is his son or Spender is his son?
Jeffrey Spender and Fox Mulder are both his son. What is Jeffrey Spender? Is that someone I haven't seen
That's
yet?
That's one of the agents in the later seasons that was
cat.
Conniving with. He had some funny stuff. Spender was really funny at a time.
A conniving guy. Anyway.
They went off the rails with all the clone stuff and the alien. Like, it goes off the rails, yeah. But it's still interesting.
Yeah.
It's all soft disclosure. You know how it is. And Lone Gunman is even crazier. It predicted 9/11 before it happened. They ran the pilot, and I think they made a whole season. I don't know.
Damn.
You'll be dying. It's those, the Lone Gunmen are like the nerd crew.
Yeah.
Which are the greatest set of characters I've ever seen in television history.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Chris Carter is the best. Mm.
What did he write after that? Where did he go?
Well, just spinoffs of like Millennium and Lone Gunman. I'm sure he did more, but
he did Millennium.
Yeah, that was an X-File, definitely with Lance Henriksen.
Yeah,
those were the days.
Yeah. Oh wow, Lance Henriksen.
Yeah, that show was a monster. I didn't get it, but
people might have been tired of X-Files at that point. I just don't know because X-Files was so big. People don't remember how gigantic it was. For 7 years.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Made David Duchovny into a pervert. It was so big it made him horny.
Yeah, he became a sex addict.
The show's
something?
Pretty big. Man, I can't stop thinking about pussy.
Well, I think he was already doing drag transvestite play in Twin Peaks before he... Oh, no, that might have been probably after. X-Files probably after he did Twin Peaks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was he started his career doing a little bit of drag. I hate ever to each his own. Who am I to judge?
I liked him in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
He was in that?
Yeah. Hey, what is it?
Was he a sex addict?
His name Timmy Sex.
Yeah, his name was... He did try to fuck the Christine
new one.
What? Don't Tell Mriggin' Mom the Mriggin' Babysitter's
what
Dead.
What a title!
Wow, they did
in
that.
In the ghetto. That bitch, that hoe, dad.
Sad.
It worked because there's no dad in it. Wow.
Wow.
That's wild that it comes up as that one.
I want to see Stop and My Mom Will Shoot. I want to see some Sly Stallone.
That's really funny.
I bet we'd be dying watching that.
They say that that's where he tanked his career, Sly Stallone.
Oh, that was the end?
That was the end of it, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Shit. That's, yeah. I bet it's going to hold up.
That was the one. They were like, all right, Sly, it's done. Pack it in. And like literally after that, it was all downhill.
He was after a cliffhanger and this, it was over for him. I mean, pretty much for like 25 years.
Cliffhanger was good.
Yeah.
Who, Stallone?
Yeah.
Yep.
They packed his career up after, like, I think that was the one where like publicly, it was like when Pacino did Little Nicky.
Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
And they were like, nah, you can't do that anymore.
The phone stopped ringing.
Yeah, the phone stopped ringing. So, like, I think Stop on My Mama Shoot, where, like, even, like, SNL was, like, making fun of them. Like, this summer, Stallone in.
I remember that.
Yeah. They were clowning on
him. I remember that, yeah.
It was over clowning on me before.
The only antidote to anyone clowning on Sly Stallone, if they don't doubt his authenticity, is just look at his earliest works, pornography. So, I use a certain amount of respect that's built into him.
He worked his way out of it.
He was doing pornography a little bit, and then his big break, I guess he wrote this Rocky. Mm. I'm okay. Man, considering the way Stallone dresses, he probably is very intelligent. I know that's weird.
You ever see his paintings?
I think he's an ultimate tier artist.
It seems like he is kind of a real-ish guy.
Have we looked at his paintings before?
Oh, so he's crazy.
I would say he's got to be a top ultimate tier artist.
Oh damn!
In terms of
he's not a joke remotely.
Filmmaking outside of like serious filmmakers, like American Hollywood, fun movies filmmaking. He's up there with the very best.
He really is the best.
Those paintings are good too.
Wow!
Well, I thought I saw him doing one that was like a little better than normal. But the fact that he was painting.
Yeah,
that was,
these are good paintings. These are good.
It disturbed me naturally. I picked up an AARP magazine. He was on the cover, and
the
I was like,
Variety.
Bro, it was weird.
Up one, that one right there. Is that a guitar though?
A motorcycle?
Back.
It's a spine. It's a back.
Oh,
okay,
I thought it was a unicycle.
Not bad.
He's a good artist.
Stallone. I like his signature in the lower left. Stallone.
That's
it's just
really
weird to see
awesome.
Him like, hey, Stallone. But he dressed like he wore, he had a good, he's wild. But
I guess it helps because he's shorter and his proportions are weird. So he looked extra good in those clothing, perhaps.
What?
His mother was an American from D.C. with Breton, French, and Ukrainian ancestry.
Wow.
Wow. Crazy.
No.
He wrote Rocky.
What are his, aside from Rocky, what are the works that he's like really authored?
I think he might have authored Cobra. I wish.
Cobra was crazy.
Yes, it really is.
MASH? Wow.
What do you mean?
He was in MASH, soldier sitting at camp table.
Soldier doing pornography quietly in the corner.
Soldier doing pornography quietly in the corner.
Shit.
He was a writer for Over the Top. Cobra. I don't know if he wrote the whole thing, but that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger, Demolition Man. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah,
so he has writing credit for some of those?
Judge Dredd. He didn't write Judge Dredd or Demolition Man, but he was great in those.
Oh wow.
Copland, he was fantastic in Copland.
Avenging Angelo was
that was one of his best at
Frankie Delano.
Yeah, considering the strength of his Judge Dredd, like he not many people can turn it to 11.
Yeah.
Like that.
No, I think you gotta give him his due. And also he's recognized that he's like an actual artist, sort of a different caliber than Schwarzenegger and Van Damme, who were also great for their own reasons, but
Was Bruce Willis writing anything? Because Bruce Willis was like one of those, but he was just more actor good.
I think he wrote ABC 123.
You remember that one?
He wrote, the squirrel jumps over the moon.
Yeah, he wrote The Squirrel Jumps Over the Moon.
Yeah.
He wrote I Like Chocolate Chip Cookies.
He also wrote Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He wrote Aaron, what's his face? Aaron Carter is cute.
Oh, my boyfriend. Yeah.
He wrote on Hudson Hawk.
Oh, good.
Which is a total piece of shit. So there.
Damn.
On Nick Carter, my ex-boyfriend, whom I used to buy gifts all the time.
What? Damn.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Welcome to the party, pal. That's what you say.
Why did he get
He's such a god.
I really would like, but I wish they didn't kill what's-his-face so fast, Aaron Carter, because we could have had him on.
Aaron Carter, not Nick Carter.
No, it's Nick
Aaron
Carter's brother. He gave him $1 million. That was like the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hmm. And he checked out. Wasn't he kind of real?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Bieber real?
He started to spill the beans, and he was like, why is everybody, and then they killed his ass.
Oh.
All right, they gave him some good drugs quick.
That's too bad. It must be fun being a celebrity.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
It looks like fun.
It's got to be fun.
Aaron Carter must have been a nice boyfriend buying him gifts, $1 million.
Yeah.
That's tender, in my opinion. Pederasty, I guess, is a bit tender. But I don't know. It's not like he might have been 18. I have no idea.
Aaron Carter's ghost.
Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah. I mean, I had Bruce Willis. He was there. He's treat me right.
So what? He's a freaking diehard, baby.
John McClane, what the fuck? Welcome to the party.
Imagine him. Imagine Bruce Willis going to the bank to get $1 million to give to Aaron Carter.
Mr. Willis, what would you like us to put in the memo, Aaron Carter? Motherfucker.
What is the Bruce Willis Aaron Carter thing?
They used to date.
No, there's something. Suppose Aaron Carter, Bruce. Look it up. Something about
It's a bit disturbing, Hollywood. Just for the record, heads up. But you know, it's all a laugh. It's all a gas.
I like the AI reply. What?
Yeah.
I've been tweeting about Aaron Carter and Bruce Willis since 2017.
Sad.
Do
you hear that?
Court papers? Where are the court papers? What is this? Are there actual documents?
Pizzagate. Pizzagate, Bruce Willis, John Candy, Illuminati.
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah, there's some other stuff about Bruce that I won't mention. But it is, I don't know, it's Hollywood. My favorite relationship or courtship was the Justin Bieber Jeffrey Jones relationship. That was that tops even this one. That's my favorite.
It's so beat.
They were dating at a certain point. It's so beat.
It's so beat.
Pray for lies. Bruce.
We're praying for him.
Pray for Bruce Jenner.
Praying for him too.
Yeah.
Yes, for Bruce my name Springsteen. Is Dale Humble.
Good God.
Yeah. Is that Bruce Jenner?
I sent you this, yes, right?
No. That's a nice fit.
Look at this head.
Yes, my name is Gail Humble.
Is I'm this
a medical
Team
doctor with a regenerative
too?
Practice in both LA and San
Don't
Francisco.
Don't even do that.
With a genetics background, and I have been working with the Clotho gene for the last 25 years. The Clotho gene was discovered in 1997 by Dr. Kuru. It's the only age-suppressing gene in mammals, and we are mammals. It actually slows aging on a cellular level.
Give it to a fucking
dolphin.
And therefore
slows the onset of age-related diseases. When I read Dr. Kuru's paper, I knew instantly that this was something huge that was going to change how we thought about the aging process.
Yeah, I bet.
That's when we began working with.
I'm more perplexed by the waist situation.
Yeah, the fit
in
is
the
a,
hell
it's
is
like a
that?
Pirate
like,
fit.
The head, it looks like the fucking Team America World Police dolls.
Get off the street, you fucking bum! Bro!
The size of the head
it was
is...
just at the first Clotho conference ever.
Does she have
in the
one
world.
Leg behind the other?
I wow. did present.
It looks like someone fucking took a head that was smashed with a sledgehammer. She's giving like the lady who's like the irony, like she's giving skin. I want a Korean lady with like a 60-year-old Korean lady with 20-year-old lady face skin.
She's Korean.
No, a fucking like, she's a scream. Scarecrow. Fucking put her in the field, scare away the birds.
Can you go to YouTube and type in Dr. Gail Humble,
Dr. David Cross,
Dr. David Clotho.
The balls on this.
Suppressing gene. And the things it does works by so many pathways, just like stem cells, that it's complicated, but the
rewards listening to an
are
earpiece?
So great.
She looks like my eye.
What happened to your eye?
What?
What happened to your eye?
It's called a hemorrhaged something.
It's a hemorrhoid.
It's a hemorrhoid.
Hey, everybody. I just want to drop in and tell everybody that I'm going to be at Skankfest this November. Can't wait to see some of you there. I'm going to have my eyes peeled.
I woke up with it. It's probably from pushing shit out. I did take a shit in the middle of the night that night, and I had like a bread, and I was.
You blowing your own ring out?
Full transparency. I was ripping the best farts of my life. It was like you ever have a night where your farts are like better than normal?
They make you smile.
They're like. You know, you're doing like nines. Like your farting is like it's like. But I was having so much fun doing them that I was like, hold on. Yeah. Like, I was doing the kick farts like,
yeah.
And then like I woke up and shit. And it was like I ate like dinner rolls soaked in like honey. And they shot out of my ass. Like my shit was like, it felt like I was at a colonic.
Was gas blowing it out?
And I was like, ugh. And it, like
taking damage,
and I if I did that, I probably just blew my eye out immediately.
Oh.
And then because I've done it before, but it was from puking when I was drinking years ago, and I was drinking a lot when I did it. I was getting into my whiskey phase during COVID, and I got up to like I could crush a bottle in one shot. And then I puked one night, and I got that, and I was at Mercedes, and I had like COVID masks on, so it was just blood eye and. And then I woke up, and I wasn't drinking that night. And I just woke up, and my wife's like, yo, your eye, you have one of those things again. And I was like, as big as the other one? She's like, no, it's the worst one I've ever had. But now it's just funny. So I'm going into, like, I just bought rugs for the build upstairs.
Yeah.
And they're like, how's the, like, you're over there. You're the salesperson. Yeah. And they're like, how's the build going? And I'm like, not that well. Honestly, not good.
You could turn around with a Borg and get up on.
Oh my God.
I've got an eye for detail. I'm going to take these home, dot my cross my T's and dot my lowercase J's. Yeah.
My eye came in contact with an asshole lately.
Or it could be that, which I don't think it comes. I don't think it comes from like. It could be because I do sleep with a pillow between my legs. I'm a side sleeper with a pillow between my legs.
That's good.
And I could have had like an ass rub pillow up in my head, asshole contact.
An assy.
And I had an assy, a sleepy assy.
Assy.
Yeah, a Z, which is the three Z's for sleep. Azzy. Yeah. It could be that. But I'm glad I get to join. Or I can just tell people I joined the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. You could. It's like the Virgin guy. Remember his eyes are the Pope? Remember the Pope had this?
Everybody.
Harry Reid had this?
Everybody. Oh, yeah. They let me in the Illuminati. I was cool. I got to meet the Pope that night.
It's like Left Eye from TLC.
Yeah. I do this now and shit. I'm going to do symbols.
How the Virgin guy, Richard Branson, He had one?
Yep. Oh, he had one that made you sick when you saw it.
What, do they whack him with a pillow?
Well, some people say they put the fucking worm in your brain. Yeah. It's like a Thule thing, you know, like one of those like parasite thing for a container. But that's like, what the fuck is the point researching that or even talking about it?
Is it Thule?
Yeah.
Like the roof racks.
Literally, I'm thinking of like the roof.
Thule. It's like the Nazi, the Antarctica thing. Thule or Thule or whatever it is. I have no idea. But they say it's like the pressure of, what do they call, I don't even know if I want to say it, honestly. But I think it's, from what my memory, it says it's some pressure or the byproduct of soul scraping, which I just leave it at that, I think.
Give me your soul.
Yeah, I don't think you would like it very much, and I don't remember it, and I don't even want it to.
Samuel, give me your soul.
It's sad. It's disgusting.
Like someone, I don't have a soul.
Yeah, it's like preparing your body to receive a parasite, kind of like the Trill from DS9. You like that?
New soul for you, Charles.
Yeah, it's sad.
Where are you going, Charles?
When's the last time you had an eye that looked like that? Yes, why is it only billionaires and politicians and actors?
And me too, today, right now. Where is my soul? Drinking and driving is cool.
I bet Sly Stallone never had one. He's like, my marriage would be much.
Hey, call me when you're 18. Oh, she's beautiful. She call me in 10 years.
I forgot. That's classic.
That. Yeah. Wow, your daughter's beautiful. Have her call me in 12 years.
Yeah, there's something odd about, well, I don't even want to mention it, just Hollywood stuff that's not worth mentioning.
Is this AI? It's got to be all the foot.
That guy's walking like a pimp on the right.
Wow.
What's with his shoes? Is that like Dexter's Laboratory on the right? Like, what the fuck is that slide right there?
Yeah, it's from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, okay. That's like crazy shit from back in the day. That's the best.
Dildo Hody.
Him is one of the greatest villains I've ever seen in my life. Fuck.
Which Powerpuff Girls villain?
Him. Him was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Classic. Shocked the shit out of me
but
as a kid.
What's this? It appears our girls are secretly being monitored. But by who? Oh, no, not...
Jeffrey Jones.
I can't say it. This is a villain so evil.
This is what
were
you watching
sinister,
as a kid?
So horribly vile that even the utterance of his name strikes fear into the hearts of men. The only safe way to refer to this king of darkness is simply... him.
Dude, yeah. Things that's used horrifying. To bang so hard back then. That's so good.
Oh, Mr. Clackers, am I the only one who hates those miserable little dragons?
Bro.
You hate them too? Oh,
look at this yellow, what's that, Mike Jordan behind the mask?
How could I possibly beat them with all that
surrounding them?
What's that you say?
Damn.
Yes!
That's brilliant!
Oh, Mr. Quackers, you are so smart!
Quite a positively evil scheme you've hatched, and I'll finally be rid of those girls forever!
Whoa.
Holy shit.
I watched that when I was a kid.
Yo, hell yeah.
That's
yes.
pretty heavy, man.
Yeah, it's... Wow. I mean, this is like the Space Ghost days. Like, this... Well, yeah. Obviously, it's ages ago.
I was watching Venture Bros recently, too.
Holy
the old ones.
Shit.
What's our runtime, Seagutta?
48 minutes.
I'll never forget. Really? I'll never forget the living like Zeus statue. It came to life and Brock or whatever the fucking guy starts destroying it. And
Brock.
The thing, was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like he was watching himself be destroyed when he thought he was invincible.
Yeah.
Shit was a lot of body horror I've ever seen. Yeah.
There's a lot of body horror.
The Monarch. There's a lot of weird programming stuff. Yeah. Stuff in there too. It's
bees.
Really, yeah. Bees, of course.
Yeah.
What's Venture Bros?
Holy shit!
It's an Adult Swim show.
Well, Johnny Quest was in there, right?
Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
These guys.
Yep.
Damn, it was unbelievable back in the day. What's this? 20 something years ago? Holy shit!
25 years ago.
Wow. Downright and reasonable.
reasonable. I can pole dance better than half those women. Good Lord, son, there should be a mandatory retirement age for strippers.
Oh, you see, I got cornered by Robin last night. I almost had to chew off my own arm to get away.
Oh, that poor woman has the saddest tits. Goddamn depressing.
Right? Yeah.
The funny one was...
Damn.
The evil guy's girlfriend is called Dr. Girlfriend. And it's just it's like this woman with just a dude's voice.
Damn.
Which is really, I thought that was just, it.
Oh, that sounds like an excellent idea. You should
give him this a is call, Dr. Like, Girlfriend.
Hi, sweetie. The Hatred was just telling me he's used to like Arch Commander Kennedy. Consummate and thinks he'd be a perfect match for us.
I'm not that interested. Are you smoking?
Why?
Why are you smoking?
Is that the voice, the chef from Super Jail that I'm hearing right now?
Probably.
Yeah.
I forget what other shows.
Not the chef, just like the CO or whatever.
The
Super Jail is crazy too.
Super Jail is crazy. Or I'm trying to think of the other good ones.
Bro, these things are fucking nuts. Brings back some good memories.
Yeah.
These are like wonder shows in days.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
unbelievable yeah. Golden age.
Do you remember Babyface? Is that the show? Babyface?
Mm-hmm. From Wonder Shows?
It's the precursor to China, Illinois.
Baby Cakes.
Baby Cakes.
Baby Cakes and Professor Brothers. Holy shit.
Baby Cakes was really funny, man.
It's the best things ever made on the internet are these. Yeah, Brad Neely, bro. Holy shit.
It's your turn.
Just let me tell you about this fucking day I'm having. Just let me tell you about this motherfucking day I'm having. You hear me loud and clear? I'm the baby of cakes.
Type
just
in tell you that the Baby Cakes web shorts.
Blue Moon.
And get rid of the Adult Swim there.
I remember Blue Moon.
Brad Neely.
There was JFK, the Professor Brothers song.
Scrolling.
George Washington. There
maybe
was
so Diary number one or two would be good.
Oh, Dear Diary, yeah.
Can you look up what Brad Neely looks like?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So what is Brad Neely? Oh, wow.
Oof.
Not what I expected.
Classic.
What is he doing like 2023, 2024, 2025? Recently?
What a god. Oh, some of those were so rich back then. Oh my gosh.
So he just passed through.
What? Is he gone?
Yeah, they had
parted ways with Adult Swim.
Oh, they canceled him after one season.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
What was the choose your own adventure game in the early 2000s that was it was on like E-Bombs World. It was like, yo, what's going on? You could pick like, do I fuck these girls or do we leave? Do you remember that?
Bro.
Yeah.
Did we talk about,
there's like, I know the type of like game that you're talking about.
It's like go to the girl's house later on. Or it was like,
yeah.
Choose your own adventure, like
flash game. Choose your own adventure, flash game.
Yes, from like 2000.
And then go to YouTube.
Damn,
this might be a hard one to find.
Yeah, you know, R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you fuck the girls
or take the beer?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Fuck.
Damn.
What the fuck was that called? And there was like a character, like you could pick.
Run from these cops or skateboard.
There was one I remember. There's just. I don't know, it was like Smurfs. This guy was trying to fuck
one
of the Smurfs.
The Adventures of Bob, is that it?
And it turned out one of the guys, like, it was a girl with a strap-on. Like, it was like, what a fucking strap-on? It's just a really vague memory of a Newgrounds video. I don't know, it's impossible to find. Those are the Star Wars rap days, right? Like 2000, 2001, 2002.
Phil, I don't remember Star Wars. I don't even know what Star Wars rap is.
Oh, just the original Flash one, which was immortalized back in the day.
What the fuck was that? Pico School?
Pico School was awesome.
That's classic.
Can you go to YouTube and we'll show Pico School so people know what we're talking about here. Pico's School. They did a sequel. Do you ever see this, Chuck?
I don't believe so.
Oh my god.
No. Wow. Oh wow. These guys are fucking crazy.
Scan ahead. God, good God.
Well, don't skip through the thing. You just got to wait. Oh. This person is taking too long to click the shit, though. It's probably where that interest.
Oh, shit.
Click the fucking thing.
This is 01.
Wow.
Yeah, it's.
Are they using different music, too? This is not what I wanted.
Well.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Oh.
Holy.
Is this pre-Columbine?
I think it's post-Columbine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
I think it's Tom Fulp, the Newgrounds creator.
Wow.
I think made that.
Didn't we hit him up early on?
That sounds familiar.
Yes, Tom
that
Fulp.
Sounds familiar.
That's Did we get anywhere with him?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Did we meet him at Funny or Die or no?
I don't remember that either.
No.
My memory is...
Fuck, I know. I'm like trying to feel like if I had... Drexel? Never, we never talked to this guy?
I don't remember talking to him.
I mean, this would be like early, like 08, 09. Yeah, no, I don't know. You know who I realized? You know, can you go to Shaun of the Dead cast? You know who I remember talking to early on, like really early on? Peter Serafinowicz. That guy right there. We almost had him for a sketch.
Yeah, oh, really?
I was thinking about that. I just came across him the other day.
That's funny.
What's he known for, or what's his thing?
He was just on Shaun of the Dead as the drug dealing thing. But
I never saw it. It's like embarrassing.
He's on Sing. I saw him on Sing. My kid was watching Sing, and I don't know, whatever. I saw his name come up, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Yeah, I forgot. And I went to my old Facebook messages and I talked to him.
How'd you just saw Shaun of the Dead, and then you hit him up?
I saw Shaun. Yeah, he was like in the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost world. And I think I was just talking about, like, I was trying to get a hold of Nick Frost for shooting a video with us because I thought he was hilarious from Shaun of the Dead. But they were like taken off by then. They were kind of like,
You guys are.
Yeah. I forgot about Hot Fuzz. It was just like a spinoff.
I thought Shaun of the Dead was fucking hilarious.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never seen it either.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was
hear good things about it.
It's 04. It was just like something out of nowhere that was like, it's cool.
It was like a British version of like those movies of that era in here, kind of like just like slapstick.
Because Peg is a bit, he's a bit good, and he's so lasting. He was very lucky to get into Mission Impossible and all that. Yeah. Like, he's had a really big run.
But he's a good actor.
Yeah.
And he knows how to make a good movie.
He's not a joke.
He's had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
It'd be so good to be this guy in Mission Impossible. Like, it's fucking the best thing ever.
Him and Tom Cruise, they were talking about how much fun they have pranking each other on set.
Really?
They were talking about how much pussy they're getting in between shoots. Oh, but said, is that a real thing?
I'd look over. We were pranking each other so much. I'd look over. My heated seat would be on.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Holy shit.
I'd look over. My dog would be dragging from the car we were driving. I'd look over and my shoes were off.
I'd wake up and my ass was bleeding.
Yeah. I'd wake up and my checks were gone.
Do you want more Sam, Nick, and Charles?
That's going to be so good.
Become a member of MDE TV today for hours of archived videos.
I love you so much, Dad.
Yo, I love Goobas.
I'll be able to hide a GoPro in her husband's suit, jacket, pocket.
It doesn't matter how many people I murder, I still got the old tent poles swinging around.
New releases, full episodes of Perfect Guy Live.
We might be
and the Sam Hyde Show.
We should see if we can get a trend going on TikTok of eating mud.
Use code PGLPOD for 50% off your first month.
Oh, that's so good.
Don't get left in the dirt sucking crumbs of freebie dribble drops.
We gotta bleep that out.
Stuff up on the fat, hearty offerings of your new La Familia.
Hey, Mr. Commendatore, after I have me espresso and me pasta, please.
Indian tier members cannot redeem membership for unlimited breadsticks or other bread-related products as stated in previous offers due to legal limitations. MDE TV is not liable for your joy, happiness, health, or overall well-being. If any irritation persists,
do not call a doctor.
Just sign up and give us the most money you can and stop whining about your itchy witches.